celebrities, though, that are, like, trying to make things aware. Like, at the end of the day, we're like, holy shit, why are these people getting paid so much, you know? And then now that you're older, you see things, you're like, fuck, they're getting paid to, like, use them to control us, basically. Like, celebrities and things. So, like, all that, they're getting paid to, like, influence us. All hours of the day. And I love when it's, like, Jennifer Lawrence, like, she's gonna take a break from movies next year. Like, just no acting, no nothing. And she's gonna go tour the country.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, to talk to people and be like, hey, okay, we need to get you involved in learning more about the government. Like, she's gonna be scouting, like, you know what I mean? Like, recruiting, teaching. Like, we need it to happen, you know?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence is, like, Hunger Games.
Oh.
You know, that actress? She's gonna do that to, like, go around talking to people, like, do this, protest, this is what's going on.
Have
this
you seen
is
the movie
wrong.
Earth?
With or Will Smith?
No, not Earth. The one that Jennifer Lawrence came out in. What's it called?
Oh, the Passenger?
Mother. It's called Mother.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Don't watch it, but it was a great concept. It was a great, weird concept.
Wait, what's it about? Just spoilers.
So basically...
Spoilers.
Basically, it's about a woman and a man. They have a baby. The baby gets eaten up by a group of people that come into their house, and all these people love them. So basically, what he represents is Jesus, is God, and she is like basically Saint, you know, Mary, and the baby represents Jesus, and then everybody eating the baby represents us and him dying for our sins, and then the fact that she, though, in the movie, the entire time, it was telling them to get the fuck out the house. She was trying to, like, claw them out, make sure that, and there was, like, this one special room in that house that kept them safe, but not for so long. And then they ended up eventually eating the baby, and it was just fucking freaky. And,
oh my God.
And then at the end of the movie, the entire, they, like, meet in the furnace kind of area, at the, like, because they live, like, in, like, not an old time, but, like, a place where they have to have, like, this kind of heater where, like, a pilot, they, like, one of those old pilots or whatever, heaters and shit, so it ends up, like, exploding, and everybody turns into fire, except the guy, which plays his husband, and he's obviously, like, plays God, and he's gonna restart everything over to forgive everybody, and see if everybody, he's gonna give everybody a try again to see if everybody's willing to change this story, and see if he can live a happy ever after with while taking care of him, his wife, Jesus, and all the people that he wants to help, which is why he kept inviting people to his house and just like living in his house, and people were trashing it, people were getting drunk, people were like, it was
and
weird.
The wife just sits through all this?
No, she's just like, why the fuck are people in here? Why the fuck are they here? Get the fuck out. You're breaking my kitchen. She's like, get the fuck out. Like, she was going crazy and nobody was listening because obviously that's what we are. We don't give a fuck. And that's what we represent. People, society. We do what the fuck we want.
Damn, that movie's way deep.
It's way deeper, but it's a fucking horrible, stupid movie, honestly.
I love when you're talking it up. Like, it's weird, you know? Like,
it's,
you know,
weird.
It's fucking
like, I'm
weird,
telling
dude.
You, but when you
but
watch
what,
it,
what
like,
part did you hate then? What was
the
it
entire
like?
Thing. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, I love the beautiful fucking story, but fuck, edit this shit, bro.
Why?
It just
like
didn't captivate. It just did not captivate you. It just does not captivate. It's very, very
did
boring.
You want, like, scarier things, or did you want, like...
I just wanted shit to get over.
Oh my God, it's more like you're over the story. It's
yeah.
Like you're over the message.
Yeah, like I was like, I know how this is gonna end. I get it. And I was just
we
like,
all gotta change. Max, how can you be so positive about change, do it, and then you watch a movie about it? We get it. I don't wanna see another film about it. Like,
because it needed to be better, like, made. The message
like the,
is clear.
Did you
and
not like
beautiful.
The setting? Like the time?
Yeah, like the everything.
The clothing.
Was
just,
maybe the acting, like, I don't know, like, maybe black people were in it, like, they had some raw shit and like, yo, get the fuck out my sink. Because she was like, hey, get off my sink, you're gonna break it. You know, there was a scene where she did that and people were like,
I'd be fucked up for a couple of days.
Step to the right to State Route 19. Oh, man.
She does some good shit. Jennifer Lawrence gets involved in good stuff, at least. Hunger Games, when I... Oh, dude, how did you feel when you first saw Hunger Games?
I was like, yo, that's exactly what we living in. we Division 11, dog.
Oh, hell.
Like, yo, we out. We lied.
No, I felt... Dude, no, okay, well, first mistake, me and Lisa... Remember Lisa?
Who's Lisa?
The white girl, and she had a baby. The, yeah, Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lisa and me were like, we're gonna see Hunger Games. We had nothing, we didn't know shit. We didn't read the book, we weren't like book fans or anything.
Yeah.
The trailer just looked dope, so we're like, we're in, right? But Lisa and me at that moment for a month, we were like potheads for a month.
Right.
So during that time, we're like, let's get high as fuck and go to the IMAX theater and go see Hunger Games. And we're like, we're just prepared, we're all laughing, looking high, you know, looking at each other.
Yeah.
And then the preview starts, you know, and usually Lisa won't sit through a movie. Like, she'll be like, it sucks, and like, ask for her refund.
Yeah.
That's her. I can't go to the movies with her. But with this movie, dude, no lie, we were both like, just fucking taking it in at an IMAX theater, okay, hi. And I looked at Lisa, and Lisa's like, she just looks at me, she's like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh my god, these people are just killing themselves. I'm like, they're forced to fight for weapons? Like, this is basically the purge in, like, the future.
Yeah, no shit.
In space or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. I feel like, honestly, actually, that's how it's going to get in the next 1,000 years, yo.
Ooh, that makes me want to throw up. Like,
read this book that I'm reading right now, bro. It tells you about the future and how the only the 1% will probably make it.
Yeah, no. We got to get in that 1% club. I don't give a shit. They're shitty, but we gotta have,
I'm
like...
I'm gonna be a prostitute then.
Oh my god.
I'm sucking dick.
let's talk about Cardi B then, real quick. Because one, just... I'm a fan, right? She's good.
Yo,
no,
she's
she wouldn't make it if she wasn't good, you know? At least
she
not with...
It if she was a
at least not with minorities, you know? Because she's getting the minority vote. That
she's
means you got real
Dominican,
talent.
Yo.
When the minority's like you, you got real talent. Okay? Because white people, they don't care. But since you're white, they support you. We were like, we don't give a fuck what skin color you are. If you suck, you suck. Like, that's how we are, but white people aren't like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so she's making it off of us, and I'm like, she's fucking cool, but at the same time, I'm like, goddamn, what are you telling everybody? Everyone's gonna try to be a fucking, you know, what you were. I feel like she should be more real about it. Like, I was there, but it wasn't right.
I think she does say it like that, but in a very, like, out of context kind of way. And people can take it and manipulate it in different ways.
See?
And then see
I
her
hope
as
so. I mean, I'm a fan.
See her as
but
like,
I just get worried about younger kids, you know?
Right. Like, I'm
they're
sure her being
so
a mother right now is going to change
all
this shit out. You never know if, like, I don't know, man. I just feel like whatever is happening to her, like, especially her having a kid, I feel it's going to change
I mean, not everyone that is young is dumb, but, you know, like, in number-wise... It's taking over, but I love kids once they do get it, you know? They do anything. The younger generation, they, like, once it clicks, like, full ride. Like, they're like, oh, boom. Like, they're fucking doing something amazing.
Yep.
And us, we're like, oh, fucking
shit. How do you use that app?
Exactly. So
now,
there's
it's
a difference.
Like, I feel like I'm getting to that point in my life, too, though. Like, these
really?
Other kids are tech savvy. Yeah, dude. What the fuck?
Nah, I mean. I stay updated.
How?
With the young things. Well, duh, just looking at the things they use.
Like what?
Even if you don't want to use it. Like Twitter. I don't fucking tweet. I'm not good with words. You know? Like, I'm more...
I just hate using Twitter and seeing shit.
I stay updated because I look at, like, all the celebrity
like
stuff.
CNN
stories, videos.
I'll do that.
I go see the most popular people followed to see, like, what do people like about these people, you know? I'm like, oh, pretty hair, oh, this, you know, oh, they're smart, oh, they say funny shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I kind of, like, investigate in that, and that's kind of how I know. But I still feel like you're more up to date with the music scene. Like, I used to be good with music back in the day, but you are, like, everything.
Yeah, I like everything, man.
So I'm a little behind in music, I'll give you that, but everything else I learned pretty quick. Apps, you know, computers, things like that. I'm like, oh, wait, what? Like, I get it. But,
you gotta get into that shit, yo.
I know, I've been wanting to, but then, you know what fucks, you know what, it's not like math or anything that scares me, because that's usually what scares me in some jobs, because
I'm like 4, like, you know, 50 cents, and then he was all like, got to use my hands. I'm like, you can do mental math. I'm like, good for you. I'm like, that's very beneficial. I'm all like, but so are my hands. We just use different. I'm like, we use different tactics. And then he's all like, he just looked at me and smiled. He's like, whatever, kid. And I'm all like, whatever, sir. I predict. And like, I shook it off. Like, I see things so differently now. Like, I don't see why people get mad at me for doing my things my way. Like, so what? Why are you getting mad about it? Like, why do you think it's stupid though? Like, you know, show me your way and maybe I might get smarter. You know? And maybe I might get better at it than you are. Share your secret. What makes you so good at mental math?
I mean, it's not like you take forever or anything, right?
Exactly. No. I'm just like, I'll count by tens or whatever. I'll be like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, sure. It's because you always need like a visual. It seems like.
Yeah, I don't know. That's how I
feel like exactly. That's what I'm kinesthetic.
You know, I'm a kinesthetic learner. I have to do things.
I mean, everyone has their talents, you know? Right. Like, that's just how I see it with Matt. That's how I've made myself feel better. I'm like, you know, actually, you can learn a computer and
do you can divide, you can add, you can multiply.
I'm like, fuck. But, no, I mean, look at my grandma. She's the most hardest working person, yeah, you know? But there's something exactly.
Yeah, she's good.
But that is hard working.
You know what's half of something?
I mean, she's figured it out. But in this sense, I just feel like people are just
why?
I know it's fast, I know it's cheap, but it's not worth it.
It is.
No, it's not.
Why?
Because it's bad. I don't know where that meat's from. Like, you don't know anything.
It's true.
Supposedly these are better, these are blah blah blah.
I'm gonna make myself.
We just can't trust things like that, you know? They want us to be sick, they want us to die.
They do.
We're overpopulated.
You're
they talk about how the 1% wants to get rid of people because it's too many.
But shit,
if you ever start hearing that there's bombings going on in LA, get the fuck out, bro. Because that means they're taking people out just to take those places over.
Yep.
And when that starts happening, things are bad. And we bouncing, we're going to the
I'm going to
the family's fucking countries.
That was good.
We'd end up having to go to Honduras because I think it has property there. And Nicaragua's kind of sketch. So
so is Honduras. I'd rather be in Nicaragua.
But your dad has like a nice place. Now fucking dude, my mom and our uncle, you know, they're building their house. I'm like, I don't know if I could trust all that, but you know, like I get it, they're working for it and they're doing it and that's awesome, but your dad has an actual
property. Doesn't live in a good neighborhood?
They live like out in the fucking country. You know, there's like no stores that they can just go, store.
It's not
like that. Dude, it's bad out there. I get why my mom's upset and I get why she freaks out sometimes, you know? But then sometimes...
Freaks out about what, like ladrones or something?
No, freaks out about her situation. Like, I can't believe I'm here. You know what I mean? Here, you can work a job, get paid 2 weeks,
How many years is my thing having so she can come back or have
it? I don't know, I think she's been like there 6 now. It's 10, technically. Until we can start putting papers again to get her back. But at the end of the day, I'm also like, you know what? I don't know, man. I think you might would have been doing worse here because it was too easy for you, you know? You manipulated your situation to be way too easy. And, you know, what goes around comes around because now you're in fucking a hard-ass place and you realize you can't hang like you thought you could. Like, you realize you're soft as fuck and American. Like, that's why when they're like, oh, go visit your mom. Like, why the fuck would I want to do that? Like, do you get what I mean? Other people, we're really at a, like, lower level kind of in society because other people's families, like, they go visit Mexico and stuff. It's already, like, 4 generations in, and they have a property there. That's nice. We're not like that. We're, like, literally the beginning of the pot, you know? And they're still in that process of learning, like, oh, I gotta make a better life for me, even in this shitty place.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, yeah. I mean, I feel bad for them, but damn, you know? Some people gotta learn the hard way.
True that.
And that's my biggest fear in life, let me tell you right now. My biggest fear in life is, like, you know? So this episode I'm putting together here on Anchor, it's just kind of me having a moment of like expressing my feelings to my cousin and kind of having like a breakdown, and then
him being kind, but also just kind of pushing me to wake up and realize that, you know, I have a say in how my life goes and I need to fight to be happy. And we kind of talk about how he's reading The Power of Now and that how that's definitely been helping him. And I kind of go into detail how I've read it before, I've been there, and then, you know, things happen in life and it kind of brings you down again. But at the end of the day, it is your mind, it is your body, it is your life, and you have to try and fight for what the type of life you want. So I hope this helps somebody. I hope someone's listening. Again, if you want to know me a little bit better, just follow me on my Instagram, Snapchat, Ashley Andra, Ashley Andra Creations. Stay tuned for more random things.
You know, like, and I've realized, like, now in my life how I can do that and how I already have applied that. You know, me getting mad at my dad made me push me to, like, get the fuck out of the house, to finally find my own place.
So, you know? Who recommended the book to you?
I was recommended this book by Nelson, I think, and also a few other friends before Nelson, I think, I believe, I don't remember. Oh, I think Will as well. You know, a few, like, I just, a handful of friends, honestly, and it's helped them out. You know, the girl that my roommate, you know, also said she's read it like twice, three times, and she's 20 or 21. About to be 21.
So what's your favorite part about it so far?
Read it, Ashley. I can't tell you that. Honestly, it's gonna open up a whole nother, it's gonna open up a door in your brain that you didn't even know it was fucking there. It's like you walking down a hallway, right? It's your building, right? This is your property. You just bought this building and you know every single room, but you just did not know about this fucking one single room this entire time. And it's the door that unlocks everything that's gonna make sense. It's gonna make you believe that time, it is not existing. If you really believe that time is non-existent. Time is now, Ashley. Time is right now. Whatever you do right now, if you go, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. You are letting your ego, which is your mind, which is your also your worst enemy. Having an ego is good, Ashley, but having too much of an ego makes you realize that you're living in a fantasy realm that forms your reality, right? A realm that you're like, okay, I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll do it the next day. You are envisioning yourself, or you are seeing yourself doing it the next day, but you never get to that next day or that next day. And then, I mean, eventually you will, right? Or like, an egotistical kind of mentality is momentary pleasures like sex, drugs, binging, you know, spending money, whatever gives you an adrenaline rush for a momentary type of you know, rush. So if you like, I don't know, like what I'm trying to say is like, you need to understand that time, when you live in the realm of now, like when I wake up, when you saw me wake up this morning, I was like, oh shit, I forgot like to put my fucking like clothes into the dryer. I gotta get that shit going before we leave right now. I got up and I was already like fucking like, oh fuck. Max, get up. I was like, all right, fuck, you're right. You know, like, there's always that voice that, there's like two voices in there, the negative and the positive. And I like how there's this Native American saying, I think it's the Cherokee tribe, that says, you have two wolves that live inside thee. One is an angry wolf and one is the humble wolf. Whichever you feed the most is the one you become. And when I read that, I was like, fuck. I was like, whoa, like, okay, I want to be that humble wolf. And I've been realizing that I've been feeding that angry wolf, which is why it's so hard for me to acquire the humble side of me, the person that needs to be more kind, kill people with kindness, and, you know, not get so impulsive, You know, like, the person that I'm the most impulsive with is my mom. Like, when I snap at her, you know, like when I did a little bit earlier today, like, "Mom, where are you? Why don't you just give me the location?"
Yeah.
Like, she's the easiest person that makes me snap, I've realized. And she's even been realizing that. Like, you know, like, when I hear myself snapping at her, I that's why I, like, immediately go into jokes. Like, "Ma, you, come on, Mom, come on, Mom." So I try to bounce myself back, like, on a peaceful note, because I know that I like, that's me, like, saying I'm sorry, and she knows that. She now knows that, you know, so she knows that I'm trying, you know, and she sees that. Like, lately she's like, "Wow, lately you've been so fucking patient, like, you know, you don't get mad as fast anymore, like, wow, like, whatever the fuck you're reading is working," or, like, you know, and it's because I'm trying to work on myself. Like, I don't want to be mad anymore. I want to be happy. Like, even if a person is growling at me, like, I'll just be like, "Dude, why are you mad, bro? Like, why are you mad? Like, why are you mad?" Out here, I don't want this. Do you want it? Like, you know, I don't fucking know. Like, this book is making me see the benefit of doing things right now. And the shit that happens is amazing right after. Like, it's like a fucking constant flow. But
see, this is what I want you to understand. I love that's where you are at the point of your life, you know?
Right, I understand that too. Like, you know, maybe I'm on my groove or whatever.
No, and I've read this book. I've been in that moment in time where it's like, I get it, I understand life, I'm gonna fucking beat it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But Hollywood. I, like you said, blah, 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 I fucking got lost somewhere again in my mind, you know? And I don't know what it is. Like,
well,
you said,
see,
like, you
saying.
breaking down, like, wisely as to what could lead to someone being sick like I am, and going back to, like, oh, the root of it all, you know, your mind, like, how you're feeling, how you're treating,
well, yeah,
the situation.
Like, I mean, it can be your mom, actually.
But then
it can be a lot of
you
things.
Have to also realize that it's going to be a struggle to keep that faith in having your mind overcome things, when also there's, like, a really big intellectual side to you. You know what I mean? Like, the science side. Because if you think about it, Max, you've changed. You were the science part, right? Which, meaning you analyzed everything. You knew the route to, like, there's a bigger, deeper, dark side to this world. You know what I mean? And you kind of get stuck there. And that's where I am at. I'm at the science part of you, okay? I'm the one realizing, yeah, I can pray and hope and pray and hope and pray and hope and pray and hope, you know? But at the end of the day, I'm tossing a fucking coin and I'm dealing with what I get. You know what I mean?
You're not doing anything about it.
But no, because I'm also being, like, smart about this. This, what I'm going through, it has to be genetic. Okay? It has to be. In my mind, right now, okay? I'm going to try to prove myself wrong because I do need more information to understand.
I just feel like if this was genetic...
No, because your mom goes through the same shit I'm going through. But you know what the difference is? Hispanic people, since the beginning of time, Hispanic people are like, oh, you're sick? You have a fucking cough? Okay, I know what you gotta do. Beaks. Pray. Beaks. Pray. Everything that's bad with you. Anything like that. Because they're that type of mindset. They're like, oh, I'm bleeding for fucking longer than a week. Or I'm bleeding extremely, you know, an outrageous amount. You know, that's probably just my body. You know, like, that's probably just me. That's probably just how some people have it. Like, brown people, like, Hispanic or minorities are one of the biggest races to be like, it's probably fine. And they don't go to the fucking doctor.
I understand that. Look,
I have been going out of my way to go to the damn doctor. You know? For me to be proven that it's okay, that it's normal, you know, it's the way, it's this, it's that. And for at least 6 months, men told me it's probably the way.
Look.
I go to a woman doctor, she doesn't say that shit. She says that's not normal. And I'm like, I've been seeing 3 different doctors, they all tell me it's normal. Like, you know, like, eat less, or let's get you on some diet pills, or let's get you on something. I talked to her. She's like, it's not normal. I can't put you on diet pills because your heart.
Can I tell you something? If you ask my mom, actually, I never go to the doctor. I don't
know,
like,
but
doctor.
Max, what worries me too is that your mom goes through the same stuff, and she's a happy person. She goes out. She does what she wants now. She's all the things you're explaining, and she has the same symptoms of me. Has she probably ever even asked if that's normal? There's something obviously wrong there.
My mom has these things as you are?
Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah, because she takes medication and shit, but that's because she had pregnancies, Ashley. She didn't have that before she had Aaron or anything like that, before she had me. It causes stress on a woman's body. She weren't going through the things, but you, I think what you need to fucking worry about, look, honestly, you need to enlighten yourself, yo. You need to fucking read books. Look, all you're talking about to me right now is not rationalizing correct in my mind. If I want you to be true, if I want to be truthful to myself, dude, you need to start reading shit. You need to start enlightening yourself on the things that, like, you don't know about. So you need to start searching other symptoms, search other reviews, start seeing shit, start looking and manipulating the trial and errors of what you feel you have. But don't let your fucking mind take a toll over you because you're putting a story in your head that's making you feel all of a sudden that it's genetic. No. That's not, I feel like whatever you're going through, at first I did not like making the smoothies that I make when you see me fucking making this shit on fucking Instagram. I didn't like it. But now I fucking, for some reason, I don't know. I have to have my milkshake. I have to have it. It makes me feel good in the morning when I'm starting off my day. You know, I don't know why. It just makes me feel good. But I just feel like you just need to work more on like just that. You know, focus on the things that are gonna make you feel better, that are gonna make you wanna fucking work harder, that are gonna make you wanna just fucking grow better into a better person. You know, like, I don't think it's hard. And if you do have genetic problems, work around it. Every time I see a fucking fitness video of a fucking quadriplegic, dog, he doesn't even have fucking, like, exactly that arms to fuck, but he's fucking moving weights with his fucking head, or a fucking man who has no legs, who lost them in war, you know, doing pull-ups on a fucking wheelchair. They're going through shit, you know, and I'm not trying to compare us to them because we don't have to compare our lives to them, but it inspires me though.
Yeah.
Because I'm, at the end of the day, I'm not living their life. I'm not trying to fucking feel sorry for them. That's not what's moving me. What's moving me is that they are getting up in the middle of the night and they're finding ways around their fucking dysfunctional ways of living. And all I have a dysfunction of is something that's mental and I need to fix it. And that's me being impulsive, me fighting a lot, me starting shit sometimes in my fucking head, me not believing in myself. And it's like honestly not hard, Ashley. We just gotta just try harder. And we have to work around our genetic dysfunctions. Henry working around his shit. You know, my mom working around her fucking shit. My dad working around his fucking temperament and his fucking idiotic ways. You know, like, we all have fucking things that we need to, I feel, work, you know, but it's not hard. We just need to find ways. And we make it hard by just not doing it and just thinking about and dwelling about the shit that we need to fucking do. And look, I'm not trying to say that what I'm saying is, I'm just trying to make you feel like, you need to see the positive side instead of seeing like, oh my God, this is genetic. I'm feeling sorry for myself. These hormones, fucking take control of those fucking hormones. Fucking cry with it, but go to the gym and fucking cry and fucking go pump some fucking iron and feel fucking good about it. Then see what happens, you know, and then try to analyze, experiment on yourself. You know, if you start eating kale more and start eating that as a protein and how that makes you feel and start having it with like eggs or whatever, I don't fucking know. Have salads, you know, enlighten yourself. Read a fucking book instead of fucking getting on, you know, at least read 10 pages. There's this guy that I follow. You know, he's always talking about read 10 pages of something positive every fucking day that makes you feel like has a enlightenment.
I just want to listen to more podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever you like to do, Ashley, but just fucking do it. I have my own style of doing things. I go to the gym, I read books, and I fucking handle myself. If I feel like I'm feeling sorry for myself, I call my mom and I'm like, Mom, what the fuck do I do? She's all like, Max, you know what? I don't know what to tell you. Figure it the fuck out. She's like, you wanted to live on your own. You wanted to do all this shit. You need to fucking figure it the fuck out. I'm like, all right, Wes. All right. Thank you, Mom. I love you. She's like, I love you too. But I love you. I love you, Mama. And that's all I need to hear. It makes me believe in myself. So I just fucking do it. I fucking handle my shit. You know, like, I don't know how I'm going to do it, actually, but I fucking do it. My fucking, you know, boss, Max, you're going to be a line lead in 2 months. I need you to start, you know, making sure that you can pick up shifts, you can do shit, you can do this, you can do that. I'm like, all right, for sure. Hey, Max, I need you to take care of the line right now. What the fuck? I'm not lying, though. Like, I need you to take care of the line. I need to go to the back and handle some financial shit in the computer. I need to do that now. All right. All right. Alicia, I need you to go to the back, start doing dishes. Fucking David, start fucking cutting some kale. Victoria, I need you to start restocking the line, seeing what we have. If we have anything left, start telling David if he needs to start cutting more of that. Almost said, Crystal, I need you at cashier. You're better at cashier. You're too slow. Or if not, I went to the fucking gym with the cold. And my fucking roommate, the girl that I'm seeing, she's like, babe, I don't think you should go. You sound like shit. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go. And she's all like, all right. I came back, I felt great. She's like, wow, you're like, you look great. You're feeling great, huh? I'm like, yeah, I feel good. Like, and I don't know why, but I felt great. I worked through it. You know, I didn't push myself, but I went. Yeah. I participated. I handled my drills. I coughed a little, but it was okay. Like, fuck it. It was a good day, you know, like, I don't see why people have to make it so hard to make it, like, it's just not hard. You have to work around things. Take your medicine, but go to the gym. Push yourself. It's 6 a.m. I know you don't want to wake the fuck up, but you know what? It's time to wake the baby. Let's go. Chicken, you know, like, chicken, eat your fucking eggs, eat your fucking kale, eat your smoothie shake, whatever the fuck, read 10 books, have your fucking tea, smoke a blunt, whatever the fuck makes you feel good in the morning, a coffee, like, handle that shit, get reading, start doing productive shit, get the ball moving, positive momentum, like, you can die tomorrow. That's what Gary Vaynerchuk said. He's like, some guy's like, hey man, I want to give some inspiration to my brother to get up off of the fucking Xbox, can you tell him anything? You're gonna die tomorrow. You could die tomorrow. Goodbye. That's what he said. He literally said that and posted it on his Instagram. Because it's fucking true.
It's true. You're right.
I was born dead. I'm fucking here. I'm pumping still. But my mom swears that I have a purpose in life. She fucking swears. She always tells me, one day it's gonna click for you. Maybe right now I'm fucking clicking for her.
Yeah.
You know, who the fuck knows?
But I feel inspired. You feel, like, you know, when you're about to get inspired, that's how I feel right now.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, right now, I just feel like I need to do something, actually. Like, you know what? My mom, she said that I'm a dumbass because I started spending $150 again for jujitsu.
Oh,
she's
like, did you say that?
She's like, well, yeah, she always says that it's dumb that I pay to go and get my ass beat or come back with a bruise or with a swollen ankle. You know, like, she thinks it's dumb, and she likes it, but she doesn't like it, you know, she likes a positive thing about it, you know, but my point is that she's like, you kind of don't have the money for that, Papa, and I'm like, I don't, Mom, you know what I've been realizing, though? Like, everything that I want to truly do has something to do with money, and you know what? I'm just going to do it, and you know what? I'm just going to figure it out. You can help me if you want. I'm not asking for your help. But you know what? I'm gonna figure it out. I'll sell an Xbox. Yeah, I'll sell a fucking PlayStation if I have. I'll sell my fucking phone. I'll sell the car. You know? I'll do whatever the fuck it takes to show myself that anything is possible. Yeah. You don't know unless you fucking try, dude. Sure. Like, just not too long ago? Alright. I just busted my lip with this guy that was 6 foot, about 210.
Right.
You know? And he was getting all mad at me because he's all like, how long have you been training? I'm all like, bro, I've been training for 6 years, but I'm a white belt under Eddie Bravo's, you know, system.
Right.
And he's all like, all right, whatever, you know, you're a white belt, okay. You know, we start rolling, we start chilling, everything's going smooth. But then he starts getting frustrated because he can't get past my guard. And honestly, actually, I was fucking killing him. But you know what? I'm being humble. I'm being chill. I don't have to let him know that I think he's easy right now. To him, he's probably thinking that, you know, maybe I'm just being fucking easy as well. You know, we're testing each other out. But after a while, I can read him too fast. And I build my rhythm. And I feel this, like I'm one with the universe. like, I understand for a single second that everything makes sense. I know what I'm doing in the moment. I'm just reacting because he's acting upon whatever movement he's doing upon me, like, and I'm just reacting to it. And then I was choking him out. A 6-foot ass nigga. Everybody snapping their necks at the gym, dude. It feels fucking great. Look at me. I'm getting goosebumps, bro. Like, it makes me feel good. I just feel like it's all about learning how to keep yourself, your mind distracted. And that's what that book tells you, Ashley. Like, the more you keep your mind distracted, your conscious mind is better at your conscious mind is better at doing something and thinking at the same time than just thinking all the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because if you're just thinking, like, I just realized something, right? So I was with my roommate and I was just like, hey, I'm like, did you notice that I was pretty distant at the play? And then she's like, yeah. And I'm all like, all right. I'm all like, I just want you to know that it's still like you though. I just like, I just want to keep a boundary real quick because I feel like we're getting attached real quick and I just don't want you to think that I want you, like I want to conquest you real quick. Just but yet, I still want to get to know you and anything. And I'm like, plus you're my roommate, so I don't want to fuck shit up. And then she's all like, yeah, I know. She's all like, and then I started going into like details about past relationships that I really didn't even need to say, but she like got the concept of shit. And then she's like, I think you're walking contradiction now. And then I'm like, you know what? I think I phrased it better when I was like not saying and expressing everything now. You know, like, you know, and you see, I was getting way too comfortable with her now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then she was just like, no, it's okay. I think I've been saying some stupid shit too, because she told me that she was like, she had a sugar daddy. She's just 20 years old, bro. She had a sugar daddy at like 19 or 18.
Right.
And her sugar daddy was like 43. I was like, damn. Well, anyways, so I was just like, fuck, you know, but it just makes you realize shit about other people and like, you gotta like, you know, I don't know, like, I'm very straightforward now. Like, I just try to like make sure that everything's in like the boundaries of where we both want to flow. And if it's not, then let's go ahead and just walk different separate ways with no feelings of that, you know. Things are chill. There's no need to be all mad and sad about it. Like, it will be alright.
You know, man. Bipolarism is a bitch, man.
I think I suffer from that, but you know what?
I think it's fucking ass. It's the brown in you.
Yeah,
ignore it. Like, I swear that's what I think it's. Just ignore it.
Ignore it.
Oh my god.
Don't kill him, you'll be fine.
Yeah. No, but that's the crazy part, but I love it. I don't know. I'm seeing all the positive, you know? Like, I think that's what my problem's been. Like, I've been so visual the last couple months, meaning, like, TV, meaning, like,
have
Instagram.
Have you ever done shrooms? Yeah, you've done shrooms.
I've done shrooms, yeah.
Yeah, you did shrooms again.
No! Dude, I hate that. Everyone's like, when you get really depressed, Ashley, we have to give you some, like, shrooms, or we have to give you some, like,
I think it'll give you some
acid
clarity
or something, so you could, like, wake the fuck up.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that sucks
acid, like,
that I get like that.
8 months ago or 9 months ago with Nelson or some shit like that. Like,
I mean, there's
awesome.
All kinds of studies, you know, where they show like, oh, it cures depression and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But it's not that long, you know, like you go back.
Right, but I feel like it helps for momentarily, like to just get your shit back into, because like I feel like there's everything was put on this planet for a fucking reason. Did you know that? Obviously, shrooms is not from this planet. It obviously fucking was scared here from an asteroid or some shit. There's theories made on it and shit like that.
Ew, no.
Like, it's fucking dope. Like,
it's like that movie. And that Annihilation or something.
Annihilation.
Yeah, that movie's about that.
I didn't.
Wait, that's what it's about, you know? Like, they find this whole planet. Like, deers are different. Plants are weird, you know?
Yeah.
And we have no idea what it's doing to them, you know? But it's the same shit. Like, I feel like maybe shrooms is part of that world, you know?
Maybe shit. It's awesome.
Shit's flipped up. I don't know, dude. Whenever I've done those things, you know, it's simple. Like, you know, my mind's like, oh, don't be sad, be happy. Like, that's how I think, like a robot when I'm on shrooms. I'm like, oh, I get it. Like,
I don't see. I think like I all my life I've been an intellect. I feel like I think into deep thought about everything, but I also put no thought into everything. Like, I think very deeply about things only to the extent of me doing it, not thinking about it and not doing anything about it. I'm always like, I think, and think about doing it and then doing it as I'm thinking.